Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Chris Poston.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Every Saturday, we take a couple hours to talk to interesting individuals from local businesses and organizations that are doing some pretty great things in our area. Every time a new year rolls around, we set out to better ourselves. We promise that we'll lose weight, find a new job, and maybe even take that vacation we've always talked about. But why do we make these promises to ourselves when so many of us fail to keep the resolutions we make? Well, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk with our friends from Crossroads Counseling and Life Coaching in Galesburg and how, by making more realistic resolutions, we might have a better chance of sticking to them. But in our first hour, believe it or not, about half of all of us share a common resolution to lose weight or get in shape. And one great way to start is by joining the Knox County YMCA. Please welcome our guests for this first hour of Galesburg Live, Adam Sampson, CEO, and Kelly Corbin, Fund Development Director of the Knox County YMCA in Galesburg. Happy New Year, and thank you both so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Good morning, Chris. Happy New Year.
So we're talking New Year's resolutions, and when I think of New Year's resolutions, the one thing is lose weight, exercise, get healthy. I promise I'm going to do it this year. And what better place to do it than the YMCA?
Absolutely. Well, as you know, we're in the health and wellness business.
That's right.
And we're really all about connecting with people and helping them get where they want to be in life.
That's right. This is a busy time for you guys at the Y because of people really, when we say New Year's resolutions, they really are. They're saying, I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to start this day.
Yes.
Right, Kelly?
Yes, we have quite a few people come in. We like to welcome them in and all our members are very friendly and welcome them into the Y.
That's right. And you have, it's very easy to join the Y, too.
Absolutely.
This is the perfect time to do it.
Absolutely. Beginning January 1st through the 7th, no joining fee. So you're welcome to come on out and set up that first draft that'll start in February. And you get 3 free hours of wellness coaching. Come on in. We've got experts that'll teach you anything that you need to know.
Really? Well, I go to the Y, and I do notice that you have staff that will take people around and show you each of the machines and the equipment and everything.
Absolutely. Part of every membership, and you don't even have to be a new member. You can be an old member that says, hey, I don't know how to do something, or I want to do something different. Our wellness coaches will go to a class with you. They'll go take body pump with you, spin class with you. We'll jump in the pool. Whatever it is that you want to do, we're going to do it with you, because really our mission is just helping you. It's helping you become the person you want to be and creating those habits that are successful.
And that's the hardest thing, though, isn't it? We make that New Year's resolution. And I've read stats. In fact, our friends at Crossroads Counseling are going to join us in the next hour. And they've told me that it's something like 80 or 90% of us really will fail by the middle of February?
Yeah, I don't have the exact dates on it. I just know, there's, you look at our population, there's 20% of people that are going to be moving no matter what it is they do. Then there's the 60% of us together that, man, we want to, we just, sometimes we don't know how or we get obstacles. And then there's a 20% of the population that, hey, they're just not interested in even trying. And we're really in that demographic of trying to connect that 60% in the middle that we really, we're struggling in life and we need some help getting well.
Right. How do you feel? What do you think are some of the factors that make people fall off the wagon, I guess, so to speak? What would you say, Kelly?
Oh, gosh. The commitments, their family, just work. But we have our 24-hour branch downtown, so there's always opportunities. Whatever time you're available, we have an opportunity for you and someone to help you along the way.
That's right. But won't we always try to find an excuse, though?
Yes.
Hey, listen, where my office is in the Y.
That's
I'm
right.
Literally 8 feet away from the wellness center, Chris. I look for opportunities to miss. Life happens to us,
Right.
Life is all about those obstacles. And I feel like if you have other people that you're connected to, and people that work there or people that are there on a daily basis, they're gonna get you coming back because it feels good.
That's right.
Yeah,
so if
it's much harder to you skip a workout if somebody's waiting for you.
That's right. So if you have made that New Year's resolution, if you really want to get healthier, talk to your friends at the YMCA, Knox County YMCA, and they will help you stay on track. And we were talking off the air before we got started here, and Adam was sharing some great stories. He sees so many wonderful people have been members. What's the gentleman who was a member since he was 3 years old?
We've actually even named our upstairs locker room after him, Ed Hick. You know, Ed was 93 years old when he passed away. Mm. You know, he had been a member of the Y since he was 3 years old.
My gosh.
And, I can never tell somebody, hey, you're going to live longer if you're moving. But I can definitely say that your quality of life's going to be better.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ed was working out on a Tuesday and passed on a Thursday. Mm. You know, and every morning for the 7 years that I've been here, I talk to Ed and watch him in the weight room and do his thing and then get on the treadmill and have his coffee. And, you know, you could really see the YMCA in a nutshell with Ed, that spirit, mind, and body. You know, they're all important pieces. And, you know, is why I work at the Y.
It's wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. So if you just don't feel right, you want to feel better, it's not just about losing weight and looking, you know, getting into those jeans. It is quality of life.
Absolutely. I mean, we'd all love to look good in a Speedo, and I know I don't, Chris. But I do know that my day's different. You know, I'm a better father, better husband. I'm a better employee, coworker with the people I work with. If I'm moving, if I'm active, and it's true. I mean, it's truly about, you know, that spirit, mind, and body. And if without one, when one's out of whack, it affects the other ones. And I tell people all the time, you know, you don't even have to do it at the Y. You know, if that's a barrier, find a way to be active, and surround yourself with good people. Great things are going to happen.
It's your busy time of the year. This is your
really
Super Bowl,
is.
Isn't
yes.
it?
It is. It's go time.
Yeah,
it's go
right.
time. And you know, different times of the year bring different types of ebb and flow of our business. And this is the time where we're really trying to meet the needs of all the members and the community at large.
That's right.
Yeah,
Adam, where are you from?
I'm actually originally from Knoxville. I was born in a cottage.
Okay.
Lived here till I was about 10 or 11. My dad worked at a factory, and the factory closed, and he went to Sandburg. We moved up to the Quad Cities, became a police officer, went to high school there, junior high and high school, and then I played a little bit of professional baseball and traveled around a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Came back and went to college, went to Ambrose for my undergraduate, and then went to Western, working on a graduate degree, and I found the YMCA eventually just by volunteering there, working out there and volunteering, you know, and, you know, I've been doing this well over 15 years, and it's the best job I've ever had. You know, I've done other things, but not as rewarding as what I'm doing now.
Yeah. So you say you've been there 15 years now?
Well, I've been in the Y for 15 years.
In the Y for 15 years?
Yeah.
That is hard to believe.
I know it.
That is
I've been here
amazing.
7 years, which was the best thing that ever happened was when I answered a phone call from somebody that I knew in this area and said, hey, we got this spot at the Y. We'd really like you to apply. And it's the best thing that ever happened. You know, moving my family here and the experience of a small town. I know sometimes people that haven't lived other places might think, really? No, it's a great place to raise family. Raise a family.
Kelly, how about you?
Yep.
Are you from around, from Galesburg?
I grew up in Abingdon.
Okay.
My parents still live there, and my aunt and uncle, and my grandma, who I know is listening. So,
oh,
hello,
boy.
Grandma. And my husband and I and our two boys live in Knoxville now.
Okay.
And I came to the Y 16 years ago.
Wow.
Yep. I applied to work part-time at the front desk, and they offered me a coordinator position and said I could bring our newborn son to the child watch room. So I was all in.
Yeah.
So, and then I just stayed. It's moved around to several positions over the years. And now I get to be the fund development director.
That's right. You said we said it's fund, not fun, but not necessarily not fun.
That's
because
right.
It is. Yeah. So tell us, what does the fund development director do?
So mainly I'm in charge of our annual support campaign, and I help with our capital campaigns and our endowment fund.
Okay.
So Our annual support campaign goes to towards our mission that no one's turned away due to their inability to pay, and supports right. Our programs like the Solutions Program, our youth mentoring program, and our before and after school programs, our licensed daycare, things like yeah. that. So it supports all kinds of things. We raise about $125,000 every year, which our community is very, very supportive in giving. It's quite a blessing.
Adam, how long has the Y been here in Galesburg?
Now, Kelly's going to smack me if I don't get this exactly okay. right. It's 153 years it's been in Galesburg,
right.
Illinois.
154 in 2020.
My yeah. gosh. 154.
So there aren't too many entities in this community that are that old. And yeah. it's our responsibility, Kelly's, mine, yep. the governance board at the Y, to make sure it's here for the next 150. And wow. a lot of the work that Kelly does is securing that for the future.
Yeah.
It's a very important thing of part of what we do at the Y is the business side of it. We have to, because yeah. you know, I mean, we got to keep the lights on. We got to keep providing the care for all these children. You know, there's 500 kids in the before and after school. What happens yep. if those kids' parents had to send them somewhere else?
Yeah.
And the parent that doesn't have the capacity to pay, you know, that's our mission. That's mm-hmm. who we are. It's who we got to be.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So there was a turning point many years ago where the Y wasn't doing real well.
Right.
And people stood up and said,
we got to have this.
Yeah. We got to make this happen.
I can tell you there's some businesses out there, and I'll mention one I know that made our payroll before. Yeah. This is prior to me being here, and there's been yeah. a lot of great leaders in this community that brought this Y to where it's at today, which, yeah. by the way, is one of the best I've ever been at, and I've been yeah. to lots of Ys.
Yeah.
I remember hearing stories about Guy Vitale making payroll. Yeah. You know, we couldn't make payroll on a Friday, and you know, your staff's pretty important. You know,
yeah.
Majority of what we do is we provide a service to another human being. Yeah. You know, and it's definitely been very healthy yeah. because of the support of this community.
That's right.
You know, I've been to tons of Ys. I mean, probably hundreds of Ys in my career, and this Y, I put it up there with any Y in the country.
And this is a great time yeah. to become a member of the YMCA if you're not already.
Absolutely, and especially save you a few bucks. The yeah. first through the seventh, we have a membership promo where there'll be no join fee, so you just have your first draft on the 1st of February. So come
That's
see
right.
us.
That's right, and don't let the fear of, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know any of the machines. I don't know what I would do there.
Absolutely, it's definitely important for us to connect you to people and things,
yeah.
you know, that you feel comfortable, you know. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is getting over that threshold at the front door.
Yeah.
I get it. I have that issue in my life with other things, and any way we can remove that obstacle, we want to do that for you.
And that's a key thing there. I mean, yep. you really, it is going through that door, and I did it. I started going yep. to the Y consistently this year because of yep. health issues, and I was nervous coming the first time.
Absolutely.
I really was.
It's not a natural thing, you know, when you're going into a place and you're going to, what are you going to do now? You're going to sweat, and other people are yeah. going to see you sweat, and
right.
you know, what do I look like? You know, what do people think of me?
Yeah.
Well, the great thing about the Y is you're going to be surrounded by some great people, and you know, very caring individuals. And I'm not talking about the staff. I'm talking yeah. about the people that just come there are just genuinely great people.
That's right. We want to talk about the mission
yeah.
of the Y. That's one of the most important things we wanted to get to today.
Absolutely. You know, my favorite part of our mission statement is the word for all. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say, hey, I'm wealthy. Hey, I'm poor. Hey, I'm struggling with this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It says we're going to create programs, and through those programs, we're going to benefit our community. And my favorite part, as I said, for all.
Yeah.
You know, many people think of gym and swim, you know, mm-hmm. and they think of wellness and all that kind of stuff, but they don't realize the impact that the footprint the Y really has and how many people it's really touching, even mm-hmm. outside the walls of the Y. Yeah, there's tons of kids there sometimes, and that's their safe place, and we do all these things, but we're in the schools, you know.
Yeah.
We're in licensed daycare. We're working, we're mentoring hundreds of kids in our solutions. Solutions program. That's why I moved to Galesburg, Illinois, was to do those type of things and move a needle with kids and be able to have an impact that is truly going to change the health of our community.
Yes.
So if five kids do better in school and go on to college and start a business, or they go out and they work for Dick Blick, or they go work for the railroad, and they're a little more talented, and that work pool buys a house here, what's the impact of that? You know, I mean, it's easy for me to look at it from that, but more importantly, I think that's why you have not-for-profits, is to the betterment of the community and to raise people up and proud to be a part of that.
Absolutely. Adam Sampson is the CEO of the Knox County YMCA. Kelly Corbin is the Fund Development Director. And we're talking about the mission of the Y, and kids is a huge part of that. Let's talk about the mentoring program. It's Solutions. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So we mentor about 250 youth in the two junior highs. And the fourth and fifth grade students at Steele and
King Elementary.
Elementary. Mm-hmm. And we also host junior high parties quarterly at the Y
Saturday nights,
where we invite everybody, all junior high students. And so kids come and have a good time. And so during the after schools, we do mentoring. We do some homework help. Guest speakers from the community come in and talk about their businesses and their organizations and what they do, where they volunteer. It's a great opportunity for the kids to learn about what's going on in the community and where their futures might lie.
Chris, it's important to me that we're able to measure outcomes. I don't want to just tell people, hey, we're going to do great stuff with your money, because people entrust us with a lot of their treasure, and that's the truth. And for example, we started the Solutions program at Lombard Junior High in 2013, where the average GPA of the at-risk youth there in the junior high was a 191. The good news is last year they finished with a 281.
Oh my gosh!
So
that's incredible.
But the important part of this is why. What is it?
Yeah.
The why. You guys don't know arithmetic. You don't know. You don't know structures of sentences. Listen to me. But we do know how to love kids.
Yeah.
And why are you and I and Kelly sitting here today? Mm-hmm. Probably had somebody in our lives that was pretty consistent. Yeah. Probably said, "Hey, I love you," and "Hey, stop doing that." You know, I think that's an important piece of who we are, and why our mission is so important to us is that we're uniquely positioned to be able to have tough conversations with families, and we do. We look them in the eye sometimes and say, "No, it's not the principal's fault. It's not your teacher's fault. It's our fault. We need to address this, and we have to be honest with each other." One of my favorite moments in my Y career here in Knox County was going to one of the junior highs and watching one of the solutions directors walk in during lunch. You know, they spend their days at the schools with the kids. And all the kids popping their Chromebooks open to make somebody proud. You know, just I wanted to make my dad proud and said, "Hey, Pops, look what I did. Look at this. Look what I did." You know, that makes me emotional. It makes me so passionate about our community and moving the needle.
Yeah.
And you can do it. And because a lot of these kids are smart as a whip. You know, it's just which way are they going to go? Yeah. Which way are they going to go? If I got that loving adult in my life, you know, and it doesn't mean that their parents don't love them, but another loving adult like my coach was or whoever that is that says, "Hey, I'm here. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What's going on? After school, let's talk."
Yeah.
You know, that's important stuff, you know. And during these enrichments in our solutions program, we're talking about how to tie a tie. Talking about sex sometimes. Mm. We're talking about how to deal with anger, all those type of issues, and working with a lot of our partners in the school district, with the other agencies like Bridgeway and others to just make a difference in these kids' lives, and we can do it.
Wonderful. Adam Sampson is the CEO of the Knox County YMCA. Kelly Corbin is the Fund Development Director, and they're joining us here for Galesburg Live. And so many wonderful programs that you may not even realize that are involved at the Knox County, that your Knox County YMCA is involved in, more than just, you said, gym and swim.
That's right.
And one of the things we'll talk about is the daycare.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. The before and after school, we service about 500 kids in the county.
My gosh.
You know, and as you know, the poverty levels in our community, and it's Kelly's job, my job, our board of directors, all of our staff, all of our 112 employees, is to make sure that we're there every single day,
right,
no matter what. And to do that, we've got to focus in on our business model. We've got to do great with our fund development. Mm-hmm. We've got to do great with a lot of things to be able to provide those kids. You know, some of those kids that are getting a meal, they actually get a meal before they leave. That may be the last meal of the day for them, you know, at 3:30, 4:00. And we see kids, even though we're not supposed to, we see kids taking stuff home for their siblings and that's an important piece. You know, that it really is making a difference in a lot of these kids' lives. You know, when the school's out, what happens? It's a snow day. You know, it's a scheduled day like today.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of kids running around at the Y that are entrusted with the Y, being responsible for them for our summer adventure or school out days. You know, parents, not everybody gets the Friday or the day after Christmas off.
That's right.
So who's going to be there for them?
Well, right.
It's the Y. We have to be there. And, you know, we have to figure out the finances of it afterwards.
That's right.
So
we're talking with our friends from the Knox County YMCA. And, yes, children, a big part of the mission statement. But people of all ages, let's talk older adults. Great programs there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So you think about, you know, senior centers. You know, well, you want to see a senior center, show up at between 6 and 9 o'clock in the morning at the Y, the Family Y out on Sandberg. There's hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And you know, we talk in our staff meetings, Kelly and I and the rest of the team, we talk about we may be the only person some of these people talk to all day.
That's right.
So it's important to be engaging. You know, we've got people that come out that honestly all they do is have coffee. And that's okay.
Yeah, that's great.
That's okay.
Socialization, absolutely. Being around other people, as you said.
Absolutely.
Adam.
And, yeah, you know, great. We've designed a number of our morning programs for seniors, you know. I mean, you think about when you and I are 75, 80 years old, what's going to be important to us is I want to get out of my chair,
yeah,
right? So
yeah,
we try to design programs of functional strength and cardiovascular endurance that's important for them too.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of we have a lot of seniors that go into our pool,
yeah,
and take a lot of our classes. We have a lot of arthritic classes, a lot of range of motion that's important as we're getting older.
One of the things I wanted to get to, we didn't talk about this earlier, but talking about New Year's resolutions, if yours is to get healthier, one great way to do that, we joined with the radio stations and with OSF, St. Mary Medical Center, and the Knox County YMCA for Commit to Fit. And you can go to Galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit, and sign up, and then you'll come in and do the weigh-in. And it's just a great way, a fun way to have some accountability and join others in this quest to get healthier, right?
Yep, we'll weigh in at the Downtown Y like we have been last few years, and we'll have everything all organized, ready to go, and we'll have some fun.
That's right. So you can get all the details right now at galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit. And we thank the Knox County YMCA for being a part of that program again.
Well, just like we said, surround yourself with good people, good things will happen, and the radio station and OSF are great partners.
Well, there's some great cash prizes too available too for the biggest losers, I guess. We want to.
Too bad we can't participate.
No, I can't participate. No. Well, you know, we mentioned the Downtown Y. Let's talk about that. How did this all come about?
Absolutely.
And how's it going?
It's going wonderful. Yeah. You know, it's a 24-hour facility in our downtown. It honestly, when we started having conversations with a lot of our donors and stakeholders in the community, we talked about how can we, the Y, participate in the health of the community.
Yeah.
And what is something the Y can do? We can usually drive some traffic, and we felt that it was important to have a flagship branch in our downtown that was attractive, that met the needs of the community, but also, you know, drives a little traffic downtown. And what might be sparked when you know, 30 people are taking a Zumba class, or, you know, someone's working out. You'd be surprised how many people, you know, roughly 5,500 people are coming through that door every month.
At the Downtown
Y. At the
Y.
Downtown Y,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Yeah, absolutely.
24 hours a day, you've got access. You have your little card,
yeah,
and you just
absolutely.
Pop in. I mean, you can
yep.
literally go in there 2 o'clock in the morning.
And there are
oh, yeah.
people to do it.
And
you
it's
know,
safe and secure.
Safe
and it's
absolutely.
That's
pretty great. We invested heavily on security systems
yes.
down there, and mm-hmm. it is watched kind of like a hawk, if you
yeah,
will.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's maybe not as big as the, nope. the headquarters there on
yeah.
Sandberg Drive, but it's got everything you need.
Oh yeah, absolutely. From classes to all the strength equipment, all the cardio equipment,
yeah.
everything.
Child watch,
spin down there, which I know you're going to be coming to here soon.
Boy, they're really
one
pushing hard
on
for
Sunday.
This.
Come
people
on, Chris.
Love the locker rooms.
Well, I was going to bring that up because I don't get a chance to go to the Downtown Y very often, even though it's right around the block there. I really do like the headquarters there, but my wife and I on Sundays yeah. sometimes we'll go to the uh-huh. downtown and. The locker rooms
beautiful.
Are incredible.
They are beautiful. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those individual showers are just it was crazy nice.
I'd like to take credit for it, but people a lot smarter than me, like Kelly, came up with that type of idea and design. So
wow, it's
yeah.
wonderful. And that's all part of your membership.
It
sure.
is.
Absolutely. Member of one, member of all.
Yeah.
Also, just keep in mind when you're traveling, you can utilize the Y's throughout the United States, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Adam Sampson is the CEO of the Knox County YMCA. Kelly Corman is the Fund Development Director of the Y. We appreciate them being here with us today on Galesburg
yeah.
Live. And big things coming up in
yeah.
2020. Let's talk
yeah.
about the lobby project.
Absolutely. So we're embarking on a capital campaign to raise the funds necessary to add on to our lobby out there on the Sandberg, the family branch
okay.
we like to identify it as. One of the issues we have big swim events, we have big youth sports events, and you get a lot of a bottleneck in currently. You know, that was built in 1978, and it's,
yeah.
it met the needs. But as we've grown, the need for like we talked about, a lot of those seniors to have coffee,
yeah.
You know, so we're looking at renovating about 2,000 and adding about 1,200 square feet to that lobby. You'll be
My
able
gosh.
To view the pool. So when we have swim meets, you'll be able to look in and watch your child in swim lessons from the lobby
yeah.
instead of in the pool. And
when you say there are big events and lots of families and children.
Oh.
It really is. If you haven't been at when you
oh,
drive
my goodness.
By that family Y
yeah.
and on a soccer day
oh, yeah.
and there's swimming
yeah.
and basketball going on,
absolutely.
Do you ever have all three things going on at the
we
same time?
We try not to have all three going on. But when you have a swim meet is you get hundreds of kids from out
yeah.
of town that are here and
all the grandparents and parents and well-wishers and it's crazy.
Yeah,
out
even
there.
Just
wonderful.
A Saturday in the winter for basketball games.
Yes.
It's a little chaotic.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And that's the great thing about the Downtown Y is, you know,
yeah.
if I'm wanting to just get a quick workout in, I can go to the
yeah.
Downtown Y. And
but, you know, I was going to say, too, again, I'm there just about every day
yeah.
and on the weekends, too. It's really not that big of a deal. Yeah,
right.
there's a lot of people. You're thinking,
yeah.
oh, my gosh,
yep.
there's a lot of people here. But when you go in,
right.
the cardio, the
yep.
gym part,
yeah.
it's not you're, nobody.
There's a piece right. of equipment for everybody.
That's
yeah.
right. I was
yeah.
about to say that.
I really
so,
find yeah. it fun on Saturdays because you really see the Y alive on those days.
Oh,
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
that's amazing. It
yeah.
really is. Yeah. Now, so your campaign is going. When do you think this is going to?
We're targeting the summer to break some ground.
Okay.
You know, it's a $650,000 endeavor.
Yeah.
So we're going to. Make sure that we've secured those funds,
yeah.
identified those funds, and we're pretty confident that we'll get there. This community and people that I've talked to already are think it's a great idea.
That's
and it's,
right.
it's needed for our community.
We have Adam and Kelly from the Knox County YMCA, and let's talk about that support program that will kick off in
sure.
March, because nonprofit. The YMCA depends on the generosity of wonderful people. We mentioned Guy Vitale from G&M Distributors.
Yeah, yes.
There's a bench right there when
yeah,
you're
yep.
walking up.
Yes, yep.
It says Guy.
The Y guy.
The Y guy.
The Y
yeah.
guy. Yeah.
The Y
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
But it's a huge supporter of
Absolutely.
The of the Y.
The
and of course, his son Adam and the staff there, G&M, still continue their great support. But it takes much more than just one business. There's
Absolutely.
A lot.
It takes a collection of people. You know, there's about 500 people who give to our annual support campaign.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I'm proud of is that our staff, that speaks words.
Yeah.
You know, our staff has already raised for 2020 over $10,000. You know, that's, you're talking about people that aren't making a ton of money, but they know the mission and they understand what's at risk. And you know, we'll move into the board stage. It's important that 100% of our board gives to the annual support. And you know, when people think about giving, sometimes they think, oh, thousands of dollars. You know, I've got a staff who can give a couple of dollars, and I've got other staff that have different capacity. Just as board, just as the community, have been just so supportive.
Yeah, exactly. And equally as important is the ability to share our story and our mission with people. Even if you only give a few dollars, but can tell people, you know, your friends and your family, our story, or
that's right,
share our mission with other people. Yeah. That's just as important.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when people, I think it's hard to believe that people don't know all the things that the Y does, but but they'd be surprised how many people don't.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, that's just another point that Kelly and the team talk about, and it's shame on us. We have to keep telling the story.
Yeah. Sure.
And raising money, like, is funny, because when people come new to the Y, they, oh, I've got to raise money. No, you don't. You just have to tell the story and then say, will you join me?
Yep. Yeah,
and that's the great thing. I love asking people to give, because I know I've already given.
That's right.
I'm the first person who gives. Yes. I have to be. So,
And you're both so passionate about the mission of the Y. And when you are telling that story, you're saying, you know, one of the biggest part of it is obviously kids.
Sure.
And the impact that you have, as we talked about earlier in this hour.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you support something like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a pretty cool place.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Just as important as money is advocacy.
Yeah.
You know, I just did talked to a group here recently over the last couple weeks, and they said, well, Adam, what can we do for you? I said, well, there's three things you can – time, talent, and treasure are important.
Yeah.
But if you can advocate on behalf – That's worth more than a check any day. Is just know what your local Y does and understand why it's important to be a part of it. You know, if you decide, when Chris decides to get a membership, he joins the Y. You know, when you decide to give, you give to the Y. And there's lots of great not for profits in our community. They're just as important.
Yeah.
We hope that people will advocate on our behalf.
Absolutely. We're running out of time here, but I did want to encourage folks that if you are looking to join the Y here at the first of the year, January 1st through the 7th,
yes, sir.
You'll save some money.
Absolutely. Save up to $70.
Yeah, with that join fee. You waive the join fee.
Yep.
So just stop out and find out all that the Y can do for you. I will say this because I am a regular visitor to the Y. This is one thing that I find is I'm big into customer service.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing that I notice, and this happens, I want to say 99.9% of the time when I'm walking out, they're not going to, and I know this is purposeful. You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
When I'm walking out, before I get to that door, someone goes, hey, thanks again. Have a great night.
Yep.
I don't care if I'm trying to sneak out.
Yep.
Somebody says to me, thank you for coming. Have a great night or have a great day. And I'm being a customer service guy. That's purposeful.
Excellent.
I know that's not something, and I know you got great people there.
Yep.
But that's part of the mission too, is making everybody feel like you're part of this family, and it really does make you feel like that. That's important.
I tell you, you know, when we look at who we hire, you know, we can learn tactical things. You know, but if you're a good person, you know, that's what we're looking for more than anything else. And those type of things are just natural for the people that work there.
That's
You're part of our family.
Well, you got a great staff, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
you. Please come back and see us again. I know you will.
Yep.
And good luck in 2020, okay?
All right. We're going to need it.
That's right.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Happy New Year.